Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, welcome to the show. Today, we are actually might have a good show. I'm pretty sure we will. We were going to go with the two-hour show, but went with just the 90 minutes until we get everything set up. We're still recording stuff. I'm sorry to tell you liberals this, and I'm sorry to tell the establishment Republicans this, but what is wrong with America today is not, and let me repeat this, not the way America was founded. As a matter of fact, most of America's ills would go away if we would just go back to the way that this nation was founded. The ones that won't go away would go away when parents start teaching their children right from wrong and giving them consequences to their actions when they do wrong, and even consequences to when they do right. There are consequences both ways. Those are the things killing America today, and I know the Democrats won't like that, but it's true. Hope to see you all here for the show. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. And good afternoon and welcome to the latest show on this trip of knowledge we call the NWCR show, where we are at the crossroads of policy, politics, and constitution. We lurk in the shadows of liberalism to expose the lies and distortions of the truth that they always give, so we can report them to the American people so they can have an informed idea of what is really going on. And now on to today's show. Appealing to his left flank, Governor Cuomo announced Wednesday that he signed an executive order to give convicted felons on parole the right to vote. Now, did you get this? In this state, when you're released from prison and you're on parole, you still don't have the right to vote, Cuomo said at the National Action Network's conference in Midtown. Now, how can that be? You did your time. You paid your debt. You're released, but you still don't have the right to vote. Well, actually, if you're on parole, you haven't done your time yet. You're still paying your debt. The order will cover more than 36,000 parolees statewide. More than half, 54%, live in New York City, according to the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. The governor, a Democrat who faces a primary challenge from actress Cynthia Nixon, said his administrative action was necessary because the Republican-led state Senate has refused to pass a law to restore voting rights to parolees who have served their time. Under current state law, parolees can't vote until they're off supervision, and that's exactly the way it should be. But Cuomo has come under fire from Nixon and progressive critics for not doing enough to help Democrats win control of the Senate. The governor, who spoke after Mayor Blasio left the event in New York, took indirect shots at his prisoner. He accused the New York City Housing Authority of managing and cement reservation Luther King to describe. Cuomo also likened Robben Island to Robben Island, South Africa, where Nelson Mandela was in years. No matter how much things improve in the country, the Democrats seem to make things worse all the time. And you are listening to the New Wise Conservatism radio show through Conservative Nation Media. com, and we will be right back in a moment or two, so stay tuned.
Roger that. News sources that there is serious talk of Antifa having a nationwide protest/riot. I think it was like November 4th or 3rd.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. At the rate our leaders are ignoring our Constitution, we're finding that they cannot lead, nor do they want to keep us safe from our enemies. And yes, we have some. From the crossroads of America, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show is brought to you through the traditional American Patriot Network with the Doctor of this Republic, showing that the truth can be told to save this nation. And now, on with the show.
Back, my friends, and I hope that my signal stays in. I hope that it stays in enough for me to do the show well tonight. If to be on the show, the number 678-5284 if you want to talk, because folks, and let this sink in here, the left does not like America as she was founded. Yeah, we have to do something about it. Federal authorities are asking for help to find more than 600 pounds of explosives, folks, that were stolen from a pipeline work site in Lancaster County. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information that leads to the recovery of the stolen explosives and or the arrest and conviction of those responsible. A contracting company said about 640 pounds of dynamite and 400 blasting caps were stored inside a locked truck trailer at the site in Marietta. And I've got a clip on that one.
This is Dabu 7. Wanted to give the heads up here in regards to a bunch of explosives, more than 600 pounds of explosives that were stolen from a pipeline work site in Lancaster County. They're saying that the ATF is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information that leads to the recovery of the stolen explosives and or the arrest and conviction of those responsible. They're saying that a contracting company is claiming 640 pounds of dynamite and 400 blasting caps were stored inside of a locked truck trailer at a site in Marietta. And they're saying that this had to have taken place sometime after the workers left the site on Friday. They said Monday morning, they discovered the theft. They noticed the trailer door was ajar and the locks were missing. Right now they're saying that the possession of stolen explosives is a federal crime that is punishable up to 10 years in prison.
Now, I don't know about you folks, but that much dynamite disappears. I would want to know where it went to. Don't you know what I mean here? Some of that disappeared. I'm trying to figure out how to get this computer sitting just right now. It's kind of breaking up a little bit. I'm trying to figure out how to get that signal come in. I'm not sure. On my phone, I have no service, so I can't do anything about that one. Phone suddenly starts giving me good service, then I will go ahead and switch over to my phone. But the public split between the White House and the U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley this week over Russian sanctions threw a spotlight on her at times uneasy relationship with President Donald Trump, even as her bolstered talk of her own future political fortunes, and that's not exactly what she was intending. And the feminists have gone all wash over this one because Haley's rejoinder to put down for Trump about message confusion when she declared that, quote, "I don't get confused," unquote, was seized as a rallying cry among some women and echoed the audacity of the former governor displayed while upending the old boys club in South Carolina. The people called into question her standing on Trump's national security team ahead of Iran and France. What first struck sycophants in the White House is that she understands the intersection of strong leadership and public service where great things happen, said Rob Godfrey, a spokesman for Haley when she was governor. Now Haley, considered to be on the short list of future presidential candidates, has consistently taken a harder line than Trump on Russia. While at times Trump's ire, her hawkish on other occasions has been appreciated by the president, who has allowed her to reprimand Moscow while he works towards a friendship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That dynamic broke down this week. Trump was angry Sunday when he saw Haley on television discussing new Russian sanctions that she said would be announced the next day. He blasted her for being the rest of the administration according to two White House officials. They were not authorized to discuss private conversations and commented only on condition of anonymity. To me, folks, that is one of the problems we have in our government. Too many are commenting on the condition of anonymity. Now, if they knew what they were saying was absolutely the truth, why be anonymous about it? To me, folks, that is one of the problems we have. What they can say then with anonymity, they can say whatever they darn well want, and it doesn't matter because they are never named. The press does this all the time with unsubstantiated claims that come from anonymous sources. But despite Haley's words, no new sanctions were imposed yet. Ask for an explanation. Larry Kudlow, the president's new economic advisor, told reporters that Haley got ahead of the curve, and he added she's a very effective ambassador and momentary confusion about that. The next day, Haley hit back, releasing a statement to Fox News that said, respect, I don't use Kudlow apologized. Differences with the White House open. A shouted question about her relationship with the president, she simply said, it's perfect. But the White House was left scrambling to explain why she consults with the West Wing and sometimes the president personally before speaking publicly. White House officials said that the plan about sanctions changed after she was briefed and she wasn't told before she went on television. Treasury Secretary further muddled the narrative. He told Fox Business Network that the administration refined the strategy after Nikki made that announcement. He said she wasn't a fluid situation decision. Pushback struck a chord. The feminist motto, of course. It's what some saw a patronizing comment. It carried additional resonance considering Haley's place as one of the few prominent women in her circle. Her comment was compared in some quarters to the way Senator Elizabeth Warren had appropriated, nevertheless she persisted as a rallying cry after the remark was delivered by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell after he tried to silence Warren on the Senate floor last year. I feel sorry for Nikki Haley, said former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. She has been very tough up there making points. She makes very clear to the president, and all of a sudden she's put into this ridiculous situation. She is helping herself on something. Trump has ended eating the dust up that he hasn't given any on the according to White House officials and outside advisors. Her footing on Trump's revamped national security team remains unclear. She is tight with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo, but lost an ally when H.R. McMaster was replaced by John Bolton. She's got a bright future and will be a major player. Gingrich, former Trump ally. I think she is a remarkable, effective presence for the United States of America. The president is that. She is a force to be reckoned with, is for sure. She is not afraid to stand up to people who are bullies, whether on the next continent or a thug state senator in the next country. She definitely a woman with a bright future. And now we have a great twist on gunmen shooting people in public. And with that, here comes this one. A nude gunman shot three people, four more in the early hours of Sunday at a restaurant on the outskirts of Nashville, Tennessee, police said. The Metropolitan Nashville Police Department said in a statement that the shooting occurred at a Waffle House restaurant in Antioch, a suburb southwest of Nashville, at 5 a.m. Patron was faithful. He was nude and fled on foot. He is a white man with short hair, the statement added. Well, the statement could have also added, he's nude. You can see him coming. A following statement named 29-year-old Travis Reinking of Morton, Illinois, a village located some 450 miles north of Antioch, as a person of interest. Police said the suspect arrived in the car registered to Reich. They added the gunman, who had shed his coat, was last seen walking on Murfreesboro Pike, where the 24-hour diner is located. It seems someone who is nude would garner more interest. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Local media, citing police on the scene, reported the gunman was armed with an AR-15. Oh, no, that dreaded assault rifle the left is always moaning. A poll said that 62% said that they support a nationwide ban on the sales of assault weapons, showing the people have no clue what is really going on. Assault weapons are already banned nationwide. And an AR-15, folks, and especially you on the left, is not an assault rifle. That is not what AR stands for, folks. It is not an assault rifle. There is one thing consistent about modern feminists, though, and it is their blatant hypocrisy. These alleged warriors for gender equality claim it is wrong to attack a woman's appearance, for example, unless that woman happens to hold some conservative views. Case in point, Fox News Tommy Lahren is being mocked by feminist lovers at babe.net for her looks. The feminist site has dug up supposedly embarrassing old photos of Lahren, which they suggest were taken pre-surgery. Yes, revealed. We found embarrassing videos of Tommy Lahren before she got plastic surgery, reads a headline run by the site earlier this month. An expert told us she probably had a ton of work done, reads the subheading. Babe.net used the uncovered photos as an excuse to post nasty comments about Lahren's appearance from social media users and effectively shamed the political firebrand for allegedly getting plastic surgery, which is especially odd since the site has previously praised plastic surgery as absolutely a feminist statement. Now, here's the thing. I don't think it's anything that has to do with Tommy Lahren or anything, but it does have to do with her looks. She's a very beautiful woman. beautiful women who are conservatives usually get the ire of Democrats and liberal women who usually are not that pretty. Last week, as her high school photos resurfaced, people on Twitter pointed out that Laren looked like a garden variety gremlin and I effed my cousin looking ass bitch, notes the enlightened piece. Now, social media users also pointed out that Laren looked so different that she must have had plastic surgery at some point between that photo and ranting about Beyonce and Clinton. The photos and videos we found from her time in college would agree, Babe.net continued. This was the excuse that feminists used to shame Laren for alleged surgery. Now remember, this is alleged. So we asked two plastic surgeons, they went on, experts in their field, to find out for certain, has Tommy Laren had surgery? The rest of the piece was used to speculate about Laren's alleged surgery. Babenot.net has previously hit Laren for her looks because she's pretty. Last month, the site published a piece titled, Is This What Tommy Laren Looked Like Before Plastic Surgery? The entire post was composed of vile social media comments about Laren's appearance. Whatever you think about her, it's indisputably that she's consistently the victim of sexist attacks that are ignored by the feminists, if not committed by them. While there are many fair criticisms that can be made about the political commentarius, it's curious that feminists are obsessed with mocking look. It's nothing to do with gender, but everything a politically conservative female think. Mean girls. That Laren looks so much better than she has. If she was a little ugly, weapons that grew up to be a beautiful woman, they always come out from the likes of the it seems very pretty or pretty. Oh, you can't talk about women's looks. You can't say anything about looks. But look what they're doing to Tommy. More of jealousy than anything else, because, like I said before, Tommy looks a hell of a lot better than the big. But I think Tommy Laren is a hell of a better look. And it is coming. We will be back after on the show is 646-478-2284. We will be right back after these messages.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend. You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzz driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Detroit down to Houston.
Are you one of those people that the left likes to label as a dumb hayseed hick who believes in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, and freedom? Do you value your guns? Are you a traditional American patriot who is not afraid to voice your support for America? Do you wish that you had a way to get that patriotic message out? Do you dream of the day you can? Well, that day is at hand because Conservative Nation Media is looking for just such a person. Be a radio host for your very own patriotic venue to get your voice out on CNM. Choose your day and time, and presto, the left will go crazy because more of the truth they want hidden will get out. So do your part. Email us at conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com to get started informing patriots like you who want their government to know that we know what is going on. That's conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com. Then you can let the world know we will not be ruled.
We have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabbyish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit the shelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we are back. I'm not exactly sure how long we're going to be able to do this, because when I first started my first thing there, it seemed like it wasn't working very well, and if I don't have anybody in the chat room to let me know if most of what I'm saying is coming through, but if I get notice that it's not, I have to figure out a different way to do this, and my phone isn't going to let me do it because it's got no service right at the moment. I changed to a new phone service, and it doesn't look like it's working right at the moment like I wanted it to. But that's neither here nor there. But I'm using the direct connect here on this, and it's showing I've got about an hour left, but if I can't get this to work during this next half hour, I'm going to end the show early and work on getting a better signal for next week's show, because I do not like doing a show where half of what I'm saying isn't being heard because it's not going out. And the sad part about all of this is that I've got towers, cell phone towers, that are just less than a mile away. I should be getting a good signal, but I'm not. And on my computer, it's showing a full signal, but it's not getting a very good one because it seems like things are breaking up here. We're not exactly sure what all we're going to be doing for the rest of the show, but we are going to continue to try. Welcome back to the NWCR show. And if you wish to call in, the number here is 646-478-5284. And now on with more of the show. From the Daily Wire, Democratic donor network wants reparations on the agenda by 2022. Really? Democracy Alliance, and this is another one of those ones that shows just how far off the rails the Democrat Party really is, because this is not a democracy, for one thing. And I've been saying this for quite a while now. If people would just learn history, learn true history, they would find out this country is not a democracy. I don't care how much they want to talk about that. It is not. But Democracy Alliance, a far-left donor club embraced by the leadership of the Democrat Party, has a vision. The way to win in 2022 is reparations to blacks for slavery. Yes, folks, that is back again, even though it has been proven that less than 1% of people alive today had a family member somewhere in the past who ever owned a slave. Blacks owned more slaves than whites have, but that's not what is going on here. The Alliance hosted a reception, Way to Win 2022 Victory Plan, which offered an insight of things to come if Democrats win. And now, to set things straight here, more blacks have owned black slaves in history than whites, but it is the whites that are targeted for this reparations shit. Why they picked 2022, no one knows, but 2020 presidential election to get in a position. And if they go on to say, take a ride, Medicare for all, that is not all. Never free. They have made more crazy predictions because the governing gust of worse things. 38 electoral votes. A time machine. The voters turned Arizona. Juggernaut. Minority leader Nancy Pelosi, both of whom boggle the mind, have offered support for the group. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez and former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a longtime Clinton fundraiser who is also expected to run for president, attended the April 16th reception. 2022 Victory Party event was co-hosted by Planned Parenthood, Action Fund, and Collective PAC, a collection of entities with a mission to build black political power and women donors. A New York-based progressive group million anti-state, which has partnership with is also funded by the in funding to approve groups of the secretive donor network. In a 2014 article titled "The Left's Secret Club," Politico laid out details of the Democracy Alliance group. Democracy Alliance partners, as the group called, a year to recommend groups upwards of 5 million. Media Matters, Outfit Center for American Progress, and the Data for Catalyst, all of which are run by the Clinton. Sounds like a really great group of law-breaking liberals are for this push for the 2022 election victory celebration that this person seems way out of line when it comes to reality, way out of line. The left keeps moving, keeps showing us all just how much they really are. And yet, there's so many in office thinking they run the show. And out of all they want, these things, folks, I can tell you it's the conservatives and the average law-abiding Josephine patriot. That's who, because they sure as hell are not going to do it themselves. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, or FIRE, argued yesterday that Fresno State cannot constitutionally penalize Professor Gerard for her crude tweets about the death of former First Lady Barbara Bush. Barbara Bush was a generous and smart, amazing racist who, along with her husband, raised a war criminal. F outed earlier this week in a separate tweet. Gerard said that the news made her happy because Barbara Bush is dead. Barbara Bush upset. Additionally, Gerard applauded Christ hotline when she jokingly tweeted the hotline's number out to her critics, pretending that it was her personal number. On Thursday, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education partnered with several civil rights organizations to request that Fresno State drop their investigation into Gerard. Today, a local coalition of civil liberties organizations, California, Defending Rights and Dissent, Electronic Frontier Foundation, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, and the National Coalition Against Censorship, PAN America, Project Censored, and the Thomas Jefferson Center for Protection of Free Expression sent a letter to Castro reminding him that there is no First Amendment exception for disrespectful speech. We explain in the letter, as FIRE did yesterday, that the First Amendment restricts the disciplinary consequences that a public university, a government actor bound by the First Amendment, may impose on its professor for speech expression in her private capacity on the matter of public concern, which undoubtedly included the Bush family and the Iraq War. In the letter sent to Fresno State President Joseph Castro, FIRE criticized Castro for his response to controversy. FIRE fears that Castro, who told Fresno Bee that Gerard's comments went beyond free speech, will violate the professor's Gerard's First Amendment rights to a free expression as a government employee. As a government employee, FIRE maintains that it would be unconstitutional for Fresno State to discipline or fire Gerard for her tweets. FIRE cited that a 1983 Supreme Court decision that concluded that government employees cannot be disciplined for engaging in speech. The law is well established that the employees of government institutions like a public university retain a First Amendment right to speak as private citizens on matters of public concern and may not be disciplined or retaliated against for their constitutionally protected expression unless the government employer demonstrates that the expression hindered the effective and efficient fulfillment of responsibilities to the public. I still see there's nobody out in the chat room, so maybe this show isn't getting out. I'm hoping that it does. I might have to find a new place to do this. Some place where I can actually take this computer and be in a place where there is a good signal. But that's neither here nor there right now. Richmond, Virginia. President Donald Trump is the icebreaker, that ship that broke through 30 years of thick permafrost, according to former Trump administration official Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And I have a call, but it's there's no number there, so I'm not exactly sure if this is something I should be answering, but if you can come in with a actual number, that would be great. Or come into the chat room and let me know. According to former Trump administration official Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who called on 200 grassroots activists to be the flotilla that keeps the ice from reforming behind him. We as a country have been frozen over for the last 30 years. There's a massive thick layer of permafrost, which was called political correctness in media, education, and politics, and even some parts of business, Gorka told the Middle Resolution crowd in Richmond this week. The audience was asked to think about how, under President Barack Obama, the government determined which sex can use which bathroom, and that boys could shower with girls if they felt like they were a girl. Oh, I saw all kinds of things going wrong with that one, because as a boy, you're always trying to figure out ways to get in with girls, but neither here nor there on that one. The kryptonite of political correctness. He just was surrounded by broken ice that quickly prevents that from happening. You America, make America great again, whether it's just massive, massive impact. That's one reason. Right now, to try to refreeze the ice behind President Trump. Even though the people want that, the left does, and it would behoove us to stop voting for Democrats altogether, and then take a step further and stop voting for Republicans who won't follow what needs to be done for this country, and instead sides with the leader, Democrats. I am calling Democrats for several weeks now, and the Republicans who follow them are nothing more than Republicans. They are not the Republicans who were elected to office in droves over the last several elections. They are the rhinos who don't remember what it was the people sent them to Washington to do. And it's time to get them out too. New blood is needed. The old blood is draining us dry. And there isn't much left. And we will be right back after these messages.
Molon LeBay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase, Molon LeBay, which translated means, come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefield, but where the enemy was not only like ghosts in the jungle, but they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol. Six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death, destruction, and vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the Viet Cong. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, while his best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson precinct. The job that gets Matt on the case is one that brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Root Butte not only holds mystery, but a cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the night sky. Matt is the one to find out what is going on here, and without becoming part of the nasty plan involved. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries with Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.createspace.com/486-9187. This book is also available in digital form. That's Night Owls, a Matt Joseph mystery by Robert P. Garding, and I approve of this message.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now, that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
And things like that that were just did. And a good portion of those I didn't hear. So I'm going to go ahead and end the show right because it seems like maybe a good portion of what I'm saying isn't getting out. I will figure out a different way to do this breaking up all the time. And remember that I will be here next week. And next week I'm going to try to have ads and things back and the things that I need to have, and I will be back next week, and throughout the week I will be doing my NWCR's audio video side chats on Facebook Live, so look forward to them too. We will be back next week. Remember, God bless America, God bless our troops, God bless you all, and remember, we will not be ruled. I'm sorry about ending this so early, but this just isn't working today, and I will see you next week.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a statue of a liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining.